Mystery show.
Hey, the show with the jokes.
Hey, 94.7
KPIP.
This is the Fayette Area Community Theater Mystery Show, and I am your host. Well, one of them, Josh, along with my other host over here,
Josh,
and this other host I got over here,
Tommy G,
and we got a guest host here,
not Josh.
Oh. Yeah.
is that Czechoslovakian?
Not Josh.
Not Czech. We got a couple of checkers. Hey, did you guys know why the orange used suntan lotion?
Why?
He started a peel.
Oh! Yeah.
Okay.
Why did the hedgehog cross the road?
Why is that?
To see his flat mate.
Whoa. What do you call a fish without an eye?
What?
A fish?
A fish.
Hey, what happens when you drop a Cheeto?
What?
You make it president.
Oh! Man,
okay.
Flinger, what do the big chimneys say to the little chimney?
What's that?
You're too young to smoke.
What's the difference between Bigfoot and an intelligent man?
Ooh.
Mm.
What?
Bigfoot's been spotted several times.
What do you call a handcuffed man?
What?
Trustworthy.
Ooh.
I would say so. Well, you know why the skeleton? Well, why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
What?
Because it didn't have any guts.
No.
Why did the dinosaur walk across the road?
Why?
Why?
Because chickens were not invented yet.
Okay.
Why did the monkey put a piece of steak on his head?
Why?
He thought he was a griller.
What do you call a fairy that hasn't bathed in a year?
What?
A stinker bell.
Why do farts stink?
Why?
So that deaf people can enjoy them too.
Oh, yes.
Monster sits on the end of your finger?
What?
The bogeyman.
The bogeyman.
What happened when Helen Keller fell in a well?
What?
She signed until her hands turned blue.
Oh, no. Okay.
How do you make a tissue dance?
How's that?
You put a little buggy in it.
Put a little buggy in your heart. Yeah. Okay. What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
What?
A carrot.
Ooh.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
What?
Arr.
Yeah, I knew that.
What do you get when you cross a parrot and a lion?
Hmm.
I don't know, but when it talks, you better listen.
I think you better. Well... Why did the man jump out the window?
Why?
He wanted to catch a butterfly.
Ooh.
No.
What?
Okay.
So why did the man down the street toss his clock out the window?
Wondering.
He wanted to watch time fly.
That same man threw butter out the window. You know why?
Why?
He wanted to see a butterfly.
A butterfly!
Uh-oh.
You know what the computer screen said to the keyboard after it went for a ride?
What?
That was a hard drive.
A hard drive?
Why did the woman take a ruler to bed?
What?
She wanted to see how long she slept.
Ooh. Well, as you know, we are in the mystery show, and we don't care if we have someone interrupting. It's okay. We don't care.
We don't care.
We are taking time for us.
I don't care.
Okay, here's my joke.
Oh. Evil.
We are not here.
We're not here
clothes.
Right now. Please come again.
No one
China
home.
Shop
no
closed.
One home.
Yeah. Thank you. Come
no
again.
No fried for you.
No one home. No one home. No one. No one.
No one home. We
no one home.
You know what the definition of mixed emotions is?
What's that?
When you see your mother-in-law backing off a cliff in your new car.
I thought you were going to say a woman. I was like,
well, hey, why did the hedgehog cross the road?
Why?
To see his flat mate.
No. You know what you get when you cross an elephant with a kangaroo?
What?
Holes all over Australia.
Oh! Okay.
All right, I got kind of a long one for you guys.
Go for it.
So, Gorilla walks into the bar.
Right.
Walks up to the bartender and says, I'd like a whiskey on the rocks. And hands the bartender a $10 bill. Bartender's just like, man, gorillas don't know the price of drinks in this area. So, gives him 50 cents. As the gorilla's sitting there sipping on his drink, the bartender's just like, you know, we don't get too many gorillas around here. And he's just like, yeah, for $9.50 a drink, I'm not coming back either.
In other words, you are too expensive around hell. Okay, what is a good time to eat a Wendy?
Wait.
When it's jammed.
Mmm. That sounds
tasty. Totally.
What's brown and sticky?
What?
I don't know.
A stick?
Oh! Oh! Oh!
That was a good guess.
Okay, good guess.
All right,
good.
Rock that thing. Okay, what do you call a deer with no eyes and no legs?
What?
Still a no-eyed deer.
Oh, you know, I have 3 heads, 5 legs, 7 arms, and 444 fingers. What am I?
What?
A liar.
Sounds about right, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, what's large, has no finesse, and has no guess?
What?
A palace.
What? All right. Okay. I got one for you. A string walks into a bar, walks up to the bartender, and he says, "Hey, can I get a drink?" And the bartender says, "No, we don't serve strings in here. Get the hell out of here." String's like, "Okay," and he mopes out, walks out, sits on the sidewalk, and he thinks. Then a guy walks by, says, "Hey, can you help me out here?" And the guy says, "All right, yeah, sure. What do you want? Can you twist me down, you know, unravel me a little bit?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." And the string's like, "Oh, thank you so much. Can you tie me in a bow?" And the guy goes, "Okay, no problem, I'll do that." And he ties him in a bow. And the string is just beaming, and he walks right back into the bar, and he walks up to the bartender, and he says, "Hey, bartender, can I get a drink?" And the bartender says, "Yeah, sure. Oh, wait a minute. Aren't you that string that came in here earlier?" And the string says, "Nope, I'm afraid not."
Ooh.
All right. So,
you go ahead.
Oh, okay, there's this is a man walking down the street, right? You know, he notices the homeless man with no arms. You know, so he comes over. He's like, "Hey, how's it going?" The homeless man comes over to him. He's like, hey, you might help me with something?" The guy's like, "Yeah, sure." You know, he had no arms, so he's like, "Sure, you probably need some help." He's like, really weird question, really weird thing to ask, but I really have to use the bathroom, and I can't really, you know, hold it, so, you know, could you do me a favor? You know, I got gloves and all, you know, maybe, you know, like, he's like, "Oh, yeah, sure, you know, sure thing, you know." So, you know, he agrees, he go around the corner, he does that, you know. So, he the man didn't try to look at it, you know, he's holding it, you know, pee. You know, and all that, you know, and as he was peeing, the man kind of looked over and saw it, and he was like, "What the crap is that?" You know what I mean? Yeah, all kind of stuff was peeing. The guy pulls out his arms out of his sleeves, like, "I don't know."
Oh, no.
Here's
that was on the perfect edge. I mean, perfect edge.
Here's an old one, the one that I heard back when I was a wee tot.
It was a wee boy.
So, there's a little Jacques. Jacques lives in France, and he moves to America, and he's just like, "Oh, I want to do things American." So
American.
So he goes to a baseball game.
Okay.
He doesn't know the first thing about baseball. Right.
He doesn't know dudley squat.
He takes some social cues from the people around him. Whenever one guy hits the ball, everybody starts yelling, "Run, you idiot, run!" So he starts yelling, "Run, you idiot, run!" Next time another guy hits a ball, he stands up and goes, "Run, you idiot, run!" Third time, guy bunts the ball, bunts it again, bunts it the third time, and bunts it the fourth time. He's just like, "Run, you idiot, run!" And the guy next to him's just like, "No, he doesn't have to run. He has 4 balls. Jacques thinks about it for a second. He says, "Walk proudly, man! Walk proudly!"
Walk proudly. You don't have to run anymore.
I got a classic one for you. Okay, so, there are these two young ladies that were tourists in Scotland, right?
Right.
And they're walking down the road, okay?
Walking down this
path, and they see a Scotsman just sitting there on the tree, right? He was a classic, the classic Scotsman. You know, he's got the kilt and everything, his bagpipes sitting next to him, right? But he's asleep. He's taking a nap. He's asleep, you know.
Right.
He's asleep. And the two girls look at each other, they're like, oh my gosh, there's an actual Scotsman, authentic Scotsman. You, an authentic Scotsman.
Mel Gibson type.
And they're like, do you really think that they don't wear anything underneath their kilts? And she's like, I don't know, but we can find out. So she walks up over there, and she lifts up, slowly, surely lifts up the man's kilt, and sure enough, stark naked underneath these
girls. Nothing. Yeah.
Well, they didn't know what. They just kind of Googled it, but they wanted him to know that
they've seen it.
Yeah. So one of the girls takes a blue ribbon out of their hair, ties a little bow tie around, you know, around Mr. Happy. puts the kilt back down, and they walk off.
Right.
Right. And then the Scotsman, he wakes up, and starts to stand up, and he feels something. And he's like, wait a minute, what's going on? And he lifts his kilt up. And to his surprise, of course, there is a blue ribbon.
Around Mr. Happy.
Yeah.
Right.
He sits down, he looks at Mr. Happy, and he thinks a little bit, and he's like, I don't know where you've been, laddie, but it's nice to see you won first prize.
Yeah! I don't know you, but you won.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
You won first prize.
Here's one the janitor up at Classic Hall up on campus told me. So, this blonde, she's walking along the banks of a river. It's a pretty wide river. And she comes along the banks, and she looks over, and she sees another blonde standing across, and she yells over, and she's like, hey, can you help me get to the other side of this river? The blonde on the other side thinks for a second, then she yells back, you're already over here, idiot!
You're already over here.
This is kind of a bad one. But since we, you know, we all mess with music.
Well, you're looking that one up, let me throw this one in. Okay? I'm going to give you a little scenario. I have two sisters with the name Denise. So the same gentleman, Rick, gives me this joke. He says, oh, you have two sisters with the same name, Denise. Oh, let me tell you that. Well, here's how the story goes. The gentleman had his brother and his sister, and the sister that was married to his sister-in-law had twins, and they were in a bad car accident, and they needed someone to name the baby. So they called the brother in. Brother said, I'll do it. Yeah, no worries. Brother was kind of, you know, had a couple little drinks, so he was a real happy, tipsy kind of guy, you know. He goes in there, and doctor says, well, okay, well, here comes the boy. The boy comes out. He says, well, what are you gonna name this son? The boy? He says, well, I'll tell you what, let's name the girl first. What are you going to name the girl? He says, okay, we'll name the girl Denise. So he says, okay, got it. The girl's name was Denise. Okay, so what are you going to name the nephew? The nephew?
Of course.
All right, here's one. Why was the guitar teacher arrested?
Why's that?
For fingering a minor.
Oh my gosh. That is a... Alrighty. That's getting down there.
We can't end on that.
Yeah, we can't end on that.
All right, here. Let me redeem myself.
Right? Okay, redeem.
Okay. How can you tell if the drum riser is level?
How's that?
Drool is coming out of both sides of the drum.
Oh! That's
a good one. That's a good one.
Definitely hooked it up.
That turns us off for tonight there. We're gonna call it quits on that one, I suppose.
Alrighty.
It was nice coming by and talking to y'all.
With the mystery show!